All right, so good afternoon. I think that's the first time I said good afternoon. So let's begin our Wednesday Silent Unity service. And we'll bring ourselves into the space right here, right now, by listening to the words of the daily word. And this one's perfect. So take a deep breath, and as you do so, the affirmation, well, the word for today is let go and let God. And the affirmation is, I am lifted in spirit, guided and loved. What a beautiful affirmation. Let's think about that a moment. I am lifted in spirit, guided and loved. I may become frustrated, exasperated, or impatient when I'm faced with an unmet expectation or disappointments. Resisting the temptation to place blame or fault, I pause and reflect instead. I realize that my upset is not serving me. Instead, I substitute trust, patience, and acceptance as I choose to let go and let God. My thoughts turn from frustrations to positive possibilities as I become aware of the presence of God in and as my life. By releasing worry and concern, I open to a warm assurance that all is in divine order. As I let go and let God, ideas freely flow, and I discern opportunities I had not previously seen. From Isaiah 58, verse 9 and verse 11, it says, if you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places. Wow, that's a beautiful scripture. And we know letting go and letting God is not being passive, not doing nothing. It's just taking that deep breath and opening yourself to the guidance of spirit. And I couldn't have picked a better article for today, because the article goes right along sort of with the daily word for today. And for some reason, I was drawn to this article, probably because I looked around my office. It says, what clutter can I remove from my life? And it's by Michelle Robin, and it's from, I don't know if you've seen the book. It's a little book, Wellness on a Shoestring. But it's an article from that, and it's Free Your Space. So you may experience many different types of clutter during your life. There is spiritual clutter, and we don't often think about that, do we? There is spiritual clutter, which can keep you from being who you truly are. You may have mental or emotional clutter stemming from beliefs of your parents, which leave you stuck in the past or worried about the future and unable to fully enjoy the present. You may also have clutter in your body, such as toxins stored in your liver or fat cells, or simply foods in your diet that don't work with your body chemistry. Any of these elements can make it harder for your body to function. One of the most powerful things you can do to support your own wellness is the regular elimination of what does not support or nurture you. Perhaps your bed is unmade and all the surfaces of your bedroom are piled with laundry and paperwork. This creates an unsettled, unclear vibration in the room that makes it difficult to sleep well. Maybe your desk is cluttered, affecting your ability to think clearly and creatively. Or perhaps your car is dirty and in need of minor repair, like windshield wipers that need to be replaced. This creates a low level of ongoing anxiety that affects your day-to-day ability to function well. Similarly, a cluttered closet, jammed full of clothes that you hope to fit into someday, keeps you from loving who and where you are right now. And then there is the clutter of things that people put between themselves and others, and between themselves and new experiences. Do you touch your partner lovingly as you sleep? Or do you always have a pet or a pillow between you? Is there so much going on your calendar that you have no white space, no downtime, no space for something new to come into your life? Your clutter disconnects you from yourself, from your heart, and keeps you living a life in which you are not paying attention. You live looking in at all the mess, and you never have the energy to look out and around you, able to access what you could bring, what could bring you a better life. So clutter feeds a mindless way of living that keeps you mired in chaos and can lead to many forms of disease. Don't despair. Wellness increases naturally and easily as you get rid of the clutter. And cleaning out your life doesn't have to happen all at once. In this day and age, everything is like microwave. We think it should be right now. But it does happen bit by bit. But you have to take time and focus and know that whatever it is that is creating clutter in your life, it's not a mountain that's unsurmountable. We have the power to move mountains. It just takes moving and beginning and taking one step at a time. So also know that when you declutter your environment and your emotional self, you get rid of the noise that can keep you from being able to hear your inner wisdom, to feel that inner love, to let that inner peace flow over you, to connect to a higher self or God, decluttering other parts of your life, gives your mind and your body, literally and figuratively, the space to be open. And it also gives our minds and our bodies the space to have a dialogue with God, to connect with Spirit and receive the gifts of Spirit. And she gives this affirmation. Love yourself and trust that you are enough without all the stuff. Love yourself and trust that you are enough without all the stuff. And so we know that, and we just take a deep breath and we'll begin with our minds to rid ourselves of that clutter. You know, we can fill ourselves with too much at one time, even of spiritual material, so much that we don't know which direction we're going in or we want to take. And that's why it's always important to, when you're deep in spiritual studies, take moments to breathe, to absorb, and to move forward with that you have learned. So I invite you in this moment, right here, right now, to get into a relaxed position. You can focus on something in the room or just close your eyes and let these words gently move with you down the inner path as we begin to move to the center of our beings. Breathing in and breathing out, giving yourself permission to relax. Sometimes we don't give ourselves permission to take this time apart, and we're busy working on our shopping list or what's the next thing we have to do. But right here, right now, we want to clear that clutter. We want to breathe in, breathe out, knowing that we're receiving richly with each intake of breath. And as we release that breath, we slowly feel ourselves relaxing, melting into our seats, letting go in this moment and letting God, breathing in and breathing out, knowing one presence, one power. And we're so grateful this morning that we're here, our bodies and our minds are relaxed. And we can know that we are one with Spirit. And we journey down just a little deeper. One presence, one power. And it's available to all of us. And as we come to that point deep within, where we reach that inner sanctuary, we step over in this moment and breathe a sigh as we soak in all the unconditional love, peace, joy that is right here, right now. And so we take a few moments to soak and bathe in this pure presence in the quiet. As we prepare to gently return to the presence of this room, first take a moment in the quiet and give thanks for the gifts that you have received. And we know that in receiving, as we richly have in this time apart, that there's also another aspect of it, and that's giving. And we open up the reservoir to keep the flow going. We have received richly, and we want to share these vibrations richly. So if anyone has asked you to pray with them, or if you just want to hold someone who may be experiencing anything uncomfortable this morning, hold them in the light. And we feel these vibrations flowing out to reach and touch those whom we have placed in the mist. And we want to include in this all the churches in the universe that are of love and peace, and that spirit is present. And we flow out a little further to our politicians, our world leaders, holding them in light and love and wisdom and empathy. And we know right now Mother Nature is moving and stirring and doing what Mother Nature does. And so we bless those that are in the path of the hurricane. We see them all as safe and secure. And the weather events that are going on out west, we see those in that pathway. We see them as free and whole and secure. And for the activity in Wisconsin, the unrest, the pain, we send light that way. The light of understanding and knowing that we are all one. And that there is a deeper love than on a physical plane. And so we send love into that area, reaching and touching the hearts of those who may be disturbed. We know for sure that there is a presence and a power in the universe that is greater than all these activities occurring here on this earth plane. We know that all these things too shall pass. And as more and more turn their hearts and their faces to the light of spirit, moving in and throughout all creation, we know peace will settle in our environment and in all the affairs of our nation and our world. So we hold this vision and we know it to be true, and we give you thanks, Holy Spirit, for moving in and throughout us, letting us know that love is here, wisdom is here, and peace is here. And so we do as we have been instructed. Let go and let spirit move freely. We unclutter our minds and our hearts so as not to prevent the activity of spirit moving in and throughout anything. We know it's able to penetrate all things. So for this time of prayer, for this time apart, for this time of knowing and standing in the truth of our beings, we give you thanks, dear God. And in giving thanks, we want to spread this out among all people that are within the sound of our voice and our vibrations this morning by affirming together the prayer of protection. Together, the light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us wherever we are. God is, and all is in divine order. And it is so, and so it is. Amen.